Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with two fabulous, fun-filled people, Dr. Henry Cloud. Hi, Henry.
Hey, Stevie.
And Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hi, Steve.
You guys doing all right?
We're good.
Yeah.
Except for Jill said she had a little, how do you have an ear infection when you haven't been swimming? I guess there's lots of ways to get it.
I think there's lots of ways to get it.
But you're
yeah.
Okay. You're better.
I'm good. Yeah. My hearing's just a little lopsided.
You know, I was reading on the plane.
We've been trying to tell Steve that for years.
Yeah, I know.
I was reading on the plane this Munchausen by proxy case where the woman gave the child an ear infection. She wasn't even the mother. The mother let this other lady take care of her, and so it was kind of Munchausen by proxy.
By outsourcing.
Yeah, outsourcing the
you
proxy.
You can outsource
the
proxy.
So I wonder how that brought her attention.
Yeah, well, you know, she kind of just...
Mode.
Yeah, she did. Well, she went to the hospital with the kid. She was taking care of it. And, you know, you think about that, and you think, okay, how much of that do we do to ourselves? Do we create problems so that we get attention? I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying, you know, some people, if you mm-hmm. can inflict pain on a child, you can inflict pain on yourself so that you can get attention and be the center of it all.
Right. Well, we know that some people, you know, malinger. They milk things and drag them out, you know, because when you have something, let's say it's even legitimate, and you start getting attention for it, and maybe you haven't gotten that kind of attention, or, you know, it feels pretty good to be the center.
By the way, when you said malinger, it reminded me of, I'm gonna do this.
We're free associating
well,
today.
Well, yeah, I always do that. But on the on New Life TV, I'm gonna do this thing about what kids said. One of the questions was, "How do you keep milk from spoiling?" And the answer was, "Keep it in the cow." And I was just thinking, you know, kind of malinger there in the cow, the milk won't. Well, I thought that was pretty smart.
That is really, really smart. It will not spoil
no,
in the
it
cow.
It doesn't spoil
that's
in the
true.
Cow. Once you take it out of the cow, you're vulnerable to spoiling. Anyway,
all right, now, I knew there was a spiritual lesson in this. You had a reason for that, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that in humans, one of the milks of life is love? And if you keep it inside, it will spoil.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. The Bible says,
the paradox.
Open rebuke is better than love concealed.
Yeah.
Hold your love in, and it'll spoil.
Yeah.
How about that?
Think about it.
To be given.
Okay, and so why would you hold your love in? You'd hold it in because you'd be afraid somebody might stomp on it.
Somebody might stomp on it. Might give somebody power over you.
Yeah.
Somebody might leave it. Somebody might... take
get
more.
Hurt.
Might make you pay taxes on it. A lot of stuff. Just stuff, you know?
Yeah. Taxes on love.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should at least say on this Malaysian, we haven't said anything about a Malaysian airline thing. How sad. How sad to be in mourning limbo.
Yeah.
What a horrible place to be. Many people have been in that place. And so we just want folks to know that we were praying for you, and I think there was only one American, but this show
I thought
over.
There was three or four.
Well, I have a hard time with addition.
It's
okay.
So
but, we pray for them. Very, very sad.
Very sad.
Awful.
To not know
it.
The finality of it all. Anyway, hey, glad you're with us. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us for the program. 1-800-229-3000. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this. Two years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
You can reach Gil Travel at 1-800-223-3855, extension 240 or 260.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Listen, if you can't make it to the Taj Mahal or the Colosseum or the Machu... Well, actually, Colosseum. You know, one of the seven wonders of the world is Petra, and that's where we're going when we go to Israel. So petrify yourself in Jordan. It was made in 100 B.C. We're going to see it. You can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, find out all about Jordan. We'd love for you to do that. Now, let's just go to the phones and get on with what we're supposed to be doing here, okay? Let's go to Patty. Patty's calling all the way from Fernley, Nevada, and she watches us on the NRB television network. Hello, Patty. How are you?
Hi there. I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. What's going
on? Thank God for you guys. We have a long-term problem in our family in that my older sister is a hoarder, and she's living with my incompetent mother. She moved in 2000 when my dad passed away, and it's so heartbreaking that she takes such advantage of my mother. She's got control of her checking account, and my mother's home is so hoarded up, you can hardly open the front door. My mother has advanced glaucoma, blind in one eye, and can hardly see out of the other.
Yeah.
And she just is so afraid of being by herself. And now that, and she feels responsible for my sister's problem, but my brother lives right next door.
Oh boy. How did the hoarding sister end up being the one to live with Mom?
My husband and I moved out to Nevada about a month before my dad passed away, and my brother and sister-in-law lived right next door to my mother, but my sister had hoarded up her home and wouldn't clean it up till her husband divorced her. So then when my dad passed away, my mom was afraid of being alone, and my sister moved right in.
Wow. Okay.
So is she starting to fill up your mother's house with stuff?
Sounds like she's already done
it. It's been filled up for many years. It's past filled up. My mom
isn't
narrow aisles.
Oh, I thought she had filled up her own,
uneven.
But she's filled up both of them now.
So this isn't a recent problem.
No, this has been going on for a long time.
Right.
My sister was in her own home.
What is your question for us?
Yeah.
Her husband adopted a daughter. She had a litter box up on the countertop in the bathroom by the sink, and I called Child Protective Services on her because, you know, it's unsanitary.
All right, so you've been living with this for a long time, and today you decided to call
us. And the officials have been involved.
Now, how could we help you?
Okay, my brother, my sister is
so
awful.
How could we help
belligerent.
You, though? Ask us a question, though, about all of this horrible stuff.
Okay. My brother is afraid that my sister will commit suicide if she's confronted and forced to make a change. I have been, for about 3 years, been considering going down to Florida, and my brother will be an active participant with me.
Petition
a court for guardianship.
Question?
and order my sister, have the court order my sister to get the help that is available to her.
And they live in Florida?
My brother's afraid she'll kill herself.
Uh-huh. They live in Florida?
Pardon me?
They're in Florida.
Yes.
Okay, so is your sister under psychiatric treatment right now?
Yes, she goes to the IHS clinic in Atmore, Alabama, to get her psychiatric meds, but
okay,
she does not.
Does she have a history of suicide attempts?
She was under psychiatric observation in a local hospital about maybe 40 years ago.
But nothing since then?
Not that I know of.
Sounds like to me she's holding everybody hostage with this.
She is.
Okay, so right. What's the question for us?
Is there a real possibility that she could commit suicide? I watch Hoarders sometimes.
We don't know her, but here's the thing. Anytime you've got somebody that you're worried about psychiatrically, especially, you know, if they could be a danger to themselves, you need to call a good doctor and down there and make sure you don't do this without a lot of guidance.
Yeah, you just don't have a dump truck back up to the house one day in that situation, but that's the goal. That is the goal.
Get the garbage out of there.
Well, right. And Patty,
my poor mother.
Yes, yeah. You sound really frustrated, and you know,
our hearts are breaking. My sister-in-law and myself are absolutely heartbroken because.
Right.
Do we have to watch this tragedy play out, or else Angie will kill herself?
Patty,
I'm sorry, is that
Patty,
a name?
You're going to have to do something that might make a difference. Go there, talk to people. Have meetings, develop strategies.
I have done that twice. I have called resources down there.
No, but you're going to have to probably go down there if you're going to make some kind of difference, okay? And because there's nothing we can really tell you other than don't do anything quickly.
Right, and remember, your sister is ill, right? And she's displacing a lot of feelings and things into things,
and
that make her feel secure.
Right, and she's got a psychiatrist, so you could start there.
Right.
He or she won't be able to talk to you, but if you're afraid that somebody is in danger, you can always call their doctor and let them know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm glad you called. And
or for anybody else, whenever you're afraid that somebody might hurt themselves or, you know, they're a danger to themselves or others, then there's nothing wrong with calling help. You can call 911. You can call their doctor. You can do a lot. But that's a danger to be when you have that feeling to do the right thing.
Absolutely. I think you need to gather all the resources you can.
Now, it's not that we don't care when people like that call. We care greatly, but we're kind of limited after something has gone on for years, and somebody is being held.
Well, there's a lesson in that, though. I think for all of us, because everybody knows the situation that she's describing in some form or fashion, that there is someone who's not taking responsibility for their lives or their illnesses, and that's bleeding over. Right, it's collateral damage, and it's not being contained, and it's bleeding over the boundaries into other people's lives.
Right,
and so they feel like, you know, it can be financially, it can be with drug use, it can be with a temper, it can be they feel like I can't say anything or A, B, C, or D will happen.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and so they're paralyzed, and that's kind of what boundaries are about, to contain. You know, Jesus said very specifically in Matthew 18 that. Going through the process of intervention there, that whatever you bind on earth shall be bound, and whatever you loose shall be loosed. And when you let illness run loose, it will be loosed.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
And sometimes when you decide something 15 years ago, you let something happen, like somebody move in, somebody, and then, you know, it
and
just...
And there aren't boundaries. Yeah. I mean, it gets to the point of being out of control like
Lynn that. Lynn is from Washington, D.C. She listens on WAVA. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Yay. Hi. I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you so much for being there for all of us.
You're welcome. Thank you for thanking us, and how could we help you?
I have two questions. One is, I'm looking for a good resource to find natural alternatives to ADD and ADD prescription medication.
Now, you're from Washington, D.C. Is this for members of Congress or the executive branch that you're thinking needed the most?
I control that. No, yeah. This is for two of my teenage children.
Okay. Natural resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, and why are you looking for natural resources?
They're going to need medication or some type of strategies for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And there's medication. Like, I have to be on blood pressure medication the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't like that fact, but the alternative is to not be on it and to suffer the consequence. And so with them being so young, one is next month they'll be 15 and 18.
Uh-huh.
I just wondered if there's something else that would maybe be kinder to their bodies. It just worries me when I look at the name of the medication.
What's the problem with their bodies now?
One of them is fine. He has asthma, but physically is in great shape other than that. And my daughter is extremely overweight. And will be, if she can't get that under control, will be suffering from that as well.
Okay. And they're under a doctor's care now?
My son is with our primary care physician. My daughter was with a psychologist, but we had to stop that temporarily because of financial reasons.
So, but both of them are ADD or ADHD?
My daughter is ADD and my son is ADHD.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I would suggest is getting a good, you know, a good child teen psychiatrist, because you're talking about you know, a lot of stuff that can have, they're both behavioral aspects mm-hmm. of it, but there can be medical aspects as well.
Right.
And generally speaking, you know, if it gets complicated enough to where the answers you're trying aren't working with a psychologist or, you know, a family physician, I'd get a good psychiatrist.
Okay.
And I wish I could think of the name of the workbook, but I have a workbook, and because I have this problem, I've been going through the workbook.
That's why you can't find the workbook also.
Right,
true.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I can't remember the name of it. That's the big thing. But anyway, you know, there are concepts and principles mm-hmm. in this workbook that work for kids that are 7 and 17. Because just like me, you have to find a way to work with it, and you know, before,
and even if you are on medication, Steve, you have to still deal with it. Medication is not a cure all.
Right.
I just got that's why I was going to ask Lynn. What kind of behavioral things have you done, Lynn?
Well, it's difficult. I try different strategies. I'm trying to get them, you know, to use a calendar or to write lists, and we have reminders in our kitchen on the calendar. You know, this is your laundry day, and everybody has their own laundry day, so we don't even have to worry about it getting mixed up, because if it's your laundry day, then when you're done, it just goes in your room, and if it's thrown in there, at least we know it's yours.
Okay. Well, see, like, even the word
sometimes
reminder.
Sometimes kids don't want to do laundry.
No,
well, that's, but that's
I don't.
What I was going to say. So you can't have a reminder with an ADHD kid. You have to have an order.
A structure.
This is
right.
What you
they
do
need help
on
regulating.
This day. We're not just reminding you that this might be something you might mm-hmm. want
and
to
then,
involve.
You know, the term reminder means that there's a mind to remind, like that thought has already occurred. What I would do, Lynn, is put this concept in your head that whenever you've got somebody that's distractible, right, then how can I draw this on a piece of paper in the airwaves? If you draw a line from A to Z.
I see that. I can see it.
And so, all right, so we're at A, and Z is get the laundry done today, okay? And nothing's happening, then you need to go from, instead of A to Z, go to A to B, which means by 8:15, I want you to have picked up all the clothes on the floor and put them in a pile, and I will come inspect it.
Okay.
Smaller steps.
Yep,
smaller steps.
Because if you give them a list of things, they may only remember one. I mean, there's all different things that fall under ADD, lots of different types of processing issues.
Right.
Yeah, and Lynn, let me just mention that before I came in the studio, I took the unnatural medication to help with ADD, which I've been on since 1910. And then then in the studio, I actually took two capsules of natural stuff that I discovered. It actually is out of the Amen Clinic. You can mm-hmm. explore these kinds of things. But I want to tell you something. You can't depend on the medication. You have to learn some life skills that right. are harder. You know, we have spiritual gifts where there are certain things that you can just do that they come natural to you, and they maybe don't someone else. Well, ADHD kids, we got some unspiritual gifts that are hard.
Do you mind if I ask one more question?
I want to say something real quick. Whenever you think of ADD or ADHD, keep three things in mind. What's going on is the executive functions of the brain are not working, okay? Mm-hmm. And broadly speaking, the executive functions do three things. They attend to what is relevant, they inhibit everything that's not relevant, and they keep a working memory. They keep that in front of the kid or the person all the time. So if you just had that formula, what do I want them to do? What is going to make them attend to it? What will inhibit everything else from getting them off track, and how will I keep that in front of them until it's done? There's a prescription right. for behavior change.
And you can describe that as the bully in the brain. We'll do it afterwards.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people. And a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Artiburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. So, Lynn, you had one more question you wanted to ask about
this. Yes, the other question is regards to sleep.
Yeah.
That is my immediate, most desperate need is with sleep. Having trouble falling asleep at night, we tried melatonin. My daughter, it works when she does it. And my son says, it makes me sleepy, it makes no difference. I'm up till 2 o'clock no matter what.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah. It is hard because they have a lot of things going on that you have to help regulate and create kind of a rhythm where they start winding down to sleep.
Non-stimulating ritual.
No blue light.
One of the best things that you can say. Yeah, have you developed a non-stimulating ritual?
Starting earlier in the evening. When's the last time they're in front of a screen?
Up until they go to sleep.
Here's the thing. You know, when you're talking about all this stuff and about the, you know, the natural remedies, the medication remedies, all of that, that's a question that in some parts, Lynn, is almost
indeterminable
okay.
until normal structures are in place.
Right.
Right? I've got two kids, 11 and 13, and if they were on screens, you know, until all hours, mm-hmm. then I wouldn't know if they're ADD or not. They're probably sleep deprived.
Right.
And their circadian rhythms and all those are just off. And so we don't, how can I say this? We medicate an abnormal state when everything else is normal. In other words, if I'm not banging my head up against a wall and I have a headache, then the doctor says, gosh, there must be something going on that needs treatment. But if I'm banging my head up against the wall and I say I got a headache, he's going to say what?
He's going to say, stop banging your head
Stop
on the
banging
wall.
Your head
right.
against the wall.
Look at the basics
and then
first.
I'll know if you got a problem or not, but I can't tell right now. And so if you've got kids that don't have structure around them, it's very difficult to tell if, you know, what they need medically, because they may
and
just need tighter
just
limits
tell them
and boundaries.
To do it. And they need you to help structure
yes.
them.
And no wonder she's overweight. Because
yeah,
people that
exactly.
stay up late mm-hmm. have a 1,527% greater chance of being overweight. Because
right.
so you anyway, you have
food,
to have
sleep.
A non-stimulating,
no blue light.
Ritual structured time, and they're either going to do it or they're not.
And I think you've gotten to a core of it, because part of it is, like, especially with my 17-year-old. I'm having a hard time with structure because he's hit that point where, of course, he knows more than I do. And he's getting ready to go off and be on his own, and so I'm trying to pull back, but I'm still his parent.
Well, yeah. But you control the resources, Lynn.
Well, yeah. Right, right.
You know where the food
and
is.
And this is your last chance to get him
that's
on
right.
the track, and that's what he's got to see.
All right.
Right.
Hope something we said helped there.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
And,
Steve, I think that this is kind of... Go ahead.
Sorry, kids don't like being out of control. They want their lives to run better.
Right. But they have incompatible wishes.
Right.
They want their lives to run better, and they want to be the ones that run their lives.
True.
And
so
they
not,
want it all to be easy.
And they want it easy, and that's why the Bible says they're under guardians and managers in Galatians 4 until the date set forth by the Father, meaning at some point there will be this bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah where, you know, okay, you're in charge. But until then, you're under some structures mm-hmm. that are imposed. And structure is not a bad thing. God has created a universe that has rhythms, as Steve said. Your body has rhythms. Time has rhythms. Day, seasons, weeks, morning and day and night. And your body is supposed to work according to rhythms. And children or adults' bodies cannot do what they're designed to do without structure to make the rhythms yep. get in sync.
And sometimes the parents don't implement the structures.
That's right.
Because they're afraid that their child might not like them.
They might not like them. Or, mm-hmm. you know,
get upset.
I got two kids. It ain't easy. You know, when you got
right.
other stuff going on.
That's right. All right.
I mean, right, especially if you get distracted yourself as a parent.
Yeah, I want to go in.
I know that one well.
My man cave. And
here
just,
we go.
Hi.
We're going to talk to Karen.
Oh, okay. Steve wants to move along.
Kareen or Karen? Which one is it?
Kareen.
Kareen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was incredible.
What did you do this weekend?
I had the blessing and the honor of getting to return, actually, to Women in the Battle, this time as a staff veteran, because I had attended for myself in November of last year. And this time I got to come back and I got to share my story with the women that attended and be a part of helping to give them encouragement and hopefully through the story of the difficult struggle I had with my ex-husband's sexual addiction to hopefully encourage them in the journey that they're on right now.
All right. How's your husband doing, first of all? Let's just see.
Well, he's my ex-husband.
He's your ex-husband. Okay, so not all the time. Does a person stop and start recovery? Now, but how are you in the midst of your husband not being your husband anymore?
Well, my honest answer to that is I'm incredible.
You're incredible.
Yay.
Okay. All right.
Love that.
All right.
I'm doing great.
And what's the key component to that? How do you be great after all of that junk?
Yeah, because if you would have asked me that 2.5 years ago, I would have said, I'm awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, that came from a lot of work on my end. I went and found myself a counselor and we did a lot of work. And I went and found a Healing Hearts group, and I spent time in there and did a lot of digging deep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want you to hold on.
Sure.
I've got another question to answer you. But, you know, today on New Life TV, which is tv.newlife.com, Sherry and I talk about this sexual-induced trauma that you went through. I want to ask you about that, and then I'm going to play a little segment of what you can see if you're a member of New Life TV. We'll do that right after this on New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
All right, Kareem, you still there?
Yes.
So, at Women in the Battle, you told your story and you saw things happening. What do you think was the most inspirational moment of that time there at Women in the Battle?
To be honest, at the end of an evening, there's this amazing evening on Saturday night that we do this really representative thing to help the women begin to see themselves in a new way. Because, I mean, I know I walked in defining myself as worthless and not valuable because of all the things that I've been through. And as they leave, we give them a token that helps them to remember this amazing moment and tell them, you are a woman of worth. And this woman came up to me, and right after I said that to her, she said, thank you for sharing your story. I finally now have the courage to file for a divorce when I get home. And I grabbed her hand, looked her in the eye, and said, and you are still a woman of worth.
There you go. Mm. All right. And of course, the outcome isn't that we want divorce,
right,
every time.
No, of course
but
not.
Sometimes he's gone. I mean, we've talked to people that he's married and had three other. I mean, he's living with somebody. They got three kids.
And they're still holding on.
And he owns a porn movie house or something.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm still hoping. All right. On New Life TV, today and tomorrow, Sherry Keffer and I talk about this from a different perspective than a lot of people hear about it. Not like you're some codependent, like codependent with alcohol, but that you were traumatized. Mm-hmm. By the sexual addiction because it was so I want people to just hear a little segment of what you'll hear both today and tomorrow, two separate interviews that we did on this subject of sexual addiction-induced trauma. Let's hear it. Okay, now let me ask you a question some people would have. It's porn. Big deal. What's so devastating about porn? He wasn't out with women. He was calling them on the phone on these 900 numbers. He was looking at porn. But why is that such a horrible thing?
The women I talk to, the partners that I talk with, porn, having the idea and knowing that your husband is looking at another woman's body mm-hmm. for the purpose of pleasure and is doing things to himself, is having conversations with other women, it is a betrayal. Right. And so that is a betrayal trauma and a betrayal wound. And it's very serious.
Yeah.
It is oftentimes gentlemen that struggle with porn think, I'm not hurting anybody. But they are.
Yeah.
They're hurting the woman that's on the other end of that relationship because many women are not okay with that.
Yeah, I think that so many men justify what they're doing mm-hmm. because they, you know, essentially say, well, it isn't another woman. I am doing this because, she's not available all the time or whatever. And they don't really see it in the light that we've come to see it. Mm-hmm. And that is that a woman who has been involved with a man who looks at pornography, just pornography, many times it feels like it's been a total, complete affair.
Yeah. Well, it not only feels like it, it is.
Yeah,
it's an affair
right.
of the mind, an affair of the heart, and there is betrayal.
Yeah. All right, so that's tv.newlife.com. You can sign up, you know. It's a brand new subscription television stuff. You don't. We go into stuff like that in detail, in depth, that we can't do here on the program. But let me just ask Corrine, did you feel that way? That it was like a complete. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was awful. And I just felt like I got hit by a truck
mm-hmm.
every day.
That's trauma.
I mm-hmm. just, unfortunately, no matter what I did, no matter what I tried, he just didn't want to, and there was nothing I could do. I mean, it is mm-hmm. out of our control.
Well, and the very right. behavior he was doing causes such a disconnect yep. that he couldn't really relate to your hurt.
Well,
no.
Corrine, thank you for sharing with us, and please keep coming back to those workshops and helping those women, okay?
I would be honored.
All right. All right. God bless you. You know, that's how they got into this trauma thing. Where they start hearing things that soldiers were saying in post-traumatic mm-hmm. stress therapy sessions, like, it felt like I got hit by a truck every day. And they realize, hey, this is not the same as a guy goes out and has a drink and I'm codependent on
right.
His alcohol problem. This is severe trauma that is being done to me because it involves, I mean, imagine the trauma. I didn't know this, but he had sex with another woman tonight, and then came home and had sex with me and brought all of her with him,
mm-hmm.
that's not the same as going to a bar and having a drink.
Right.
So for 2 days, Sherry and I talk about this, and if you haven't signed up, do it at tv.newlife.com. I think you're going to be amazed at all of the stuff. Later today, Henry and I are going to do two Bible studies that'll go on the channel on leadership at work, leadership at home, and I just go to tv.newlife.com and look at what's there. Totally different than anything that you see here on radio, because it gives us a chance to connect deeply with you and go more deeply into the things that we believe and know will change your life. It's tv.newlife.com. Did you have a comment you want to make, Henry, or are you just looking at me like you're just...
Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah, there you go.
But it wasn't until the... I started talking, and they were playing the tape, and so I realized we couldn't.
I know you're... I have a comment.
Yeah.
When you were talking about how oftentimes a man will think that, well, you know, there's no harm mm-hmm. in this, what they're not realizing is that they are splitting their personality. There's a compartmentalization that happens.
Right.
And so... when they're taking their heart, mind, and soul, and body, and all of that, even in fantasy, to another love object besides their wives, then the relationship with the wife becomes compartmentalized and segmented off from those parts of themselves to some degree.
Yeah.
And that becomes a degree
to which they don't have those parts available to them anymore for real relationship.
Right.
And that's the problem with compartmentalization that ends up in what Ephesians 4 says, is a continual lust for more, because there is no amount of a part object that's going to satisfy what was designed for the for the whole of who you are,
now,
all of who you are.
Now, you know how you get your wisdom from Bible so often and your education. Jill, you're, mm-hmm. you've got a PhD. I have to find other sources. So yesterday I'm watching Batman Lego movie. It's the Lego, not mm-hmm. the new, latest one, but, you know, about 3 years ago. And I realize I'm sitting there watching the Batman Lego movie that, and Superman's in there. They have Wonder Woman, Superman, all in the film, just to explain it to you. But
is this a kid's movie?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But anyway,
sorry.
Here's the realization.
It's amazing how your examples change.
All these
right?
men think all these
life.
Men think they're Superman, right? Oh, look at this sex drive. I got all pornography is kryptonite to all of these men trying to play Superman.
They think they're Superman.
It neuters them. Mm-hmm. It prevents them from being real men with real women. That's my insight of the day, and
it's
you
awesome.
Can't change it. The Lego movie, kryptonite, pornography. Where do you find anything like that?
That's profound. I'm speechless.
I know.
What do we say, Jill?
Henry?
Yeah.
What
do we say?
And there's more of that to come.
Yeah.
Here, let's go to Renee. How are you, Renee?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you have a comment for us?
I did. I just wanted to say thank you so much for what you guys do with all of these conferences. I just got back from Women in the I haven't even gotten back from Women in the Battle.
You're not even
actually.
Back yet.
No, I'm on the side of the road on my way home from the airport.
Wow.
So, but I wanted to take the time to just kind of give a shout out to anyone who's listening who might be considering going. It's a big investment, and I spent a lot of time before I went psychoanalyzing and trying to gather information from people from some of the people at New Life, and, well, what do they talk about, and how do they, you know, and in the end, I realized that just the fact that I was doing that showed I needed to be there probably more than anybody.
Interesting.
Yeah. You didn't want to be surprised again. No more betrayals,
no.
right?
Right. Well,
that makes sense.
I went there marriage-focused, and I came back realizing that I can't do God's job.
Mm. It's good.
And, mm-hmm. you know, because I had, and I want to say this too.
I'd love to hear more about that.
Well, I had heard Sherry say once, I was looking up your radio stuff, and she was saying, we help women find their voice. And right there I thought, this isn't going to be good for me. I have a voice. I went there and learned I'm way too loud.
You're way too loud, hmm. yeah.
I'm way too loud, and I'm in the way. And it's just
something
where it's... In other words,
your loud voice is trying to control...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually...
Absolutely.
Actually, the control voice should be... have its voice box removed. It shouldn't just yeah. tone down,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Hey, Renee.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing this with us. And remember, there are all of Satan's little helpers out there that are going to try to get you off track, you know?
Right,
and
right.
you just tell them, hey, I had no idea you'd be working for Satan. And then maybe that'll get them back in line.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're back. Man, I wish we had more time for more stuff, but I've got a final caller coming up here.
Steve?
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
You're running out of time.
I am.
I shouldn't do this.
What?
I just want to make a little comment about what she said about, or you said, somebody said that she was playing God. Who said that?
She said her voice was too loud, and then I said... She said she was playing God. She couldn't be God. Mm-hmm. Her voice was too loud. We made the point that it was controlled. So go ahead.
Remember a little while ago when you said that you just need to make everything simple with the kryptonite thing?
Yeah.
Well, the story in the Bible is that all of our problems come at some level from our trying to play God or humanity
right.
trying to play God.
Yeah.
Where we gave up being human and tried to be God with all the omnis, you know, yeah. omniscient, I got to know everything,
right.
omnipotent, I got to have all power yeah. to control everything, and omnipresent, got to be everywhere. And it's so interesting, the more out of control we get is directly proportional to the amount of grandiosity that we have,
mm-hmm.
you know, in trying to be the center of everything.
Yeah.
And the more in control we get of ourselves is the more we humble ourselves, which is the essence of the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah, right? That's right. Very good. Hey, mm-hmm. it just reminds me, by the way, I'm preaching Sunday at Heartland Church, and the title of my message is Tear Up Your Fake ID. And I'm showing everybody my fake ID for church, because I have a fake ID for church like everybody does. And then I'm going to...
What does the fake ID say?
Well, one part of the fake ID is that I'm a law-abiding citizen. But I have to remind people that I actually got some speeding tickets that got my license taken.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, did you think what I thought?
I don't know what you thought.
What? I thought, based on what we were talking about, I thought that you were going to stand up and hold up your fake ID and it said God. That's the fake ID.
Yeah.
Because every human, at some level, that's what their fake ID, our fake ID.
Yeah.
But I end up showing what our ID, what is our real ID in Christ, and then if you really know that, you don't have a need for a fake one. All right, let's go to Linda from Olympia, Washington. KGNW is the station. Linda, don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How could we help?
Oh, thank you so much, Steve, for taking my call. I was
sure.
at a Bible study last night and happened to mention, I was excited that y'all are starting this new television ministry, and somebody just really railed against Christian psychology. I mean, she's highly emotional, very upset. And then somebody else in our group, by the way, thinks you're connected to the UN through Women of Faith and World Vision. And I just, I found this very upsetting on a personal level.
Oh, that's so sad.
Because it really is sad, because I think there are times in our lives that we, you know, who doesn't have issues? And sometimes we need to go beyond our Bible and our pastor.
Yeah.
And I just really value what you all do.
Well, let me clear up one thing. Well, at the easiest one, and that is, we don't own Women of Faith. We don't have anything to do with Women of Faith. And we started it. And if it's involved with the United Nations somehow, which just blows me away to hear that, because I want to speak there at the United Nations. So anyway, no, we have nothing to do with that. But let's talk about why it is that people are so upset.
What did they tell you?
Yeah. What's the bad stuff about counseling from a Christian perspective? What did they say was horrible about that?
Well, to be honest, she was so emotional and upset, I couldn't even track with her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
But, you know, it's, you know, and I think, you know, we, you know, I don't understand this real adverse reaction to getting counseling from a Christian perspective.
Well, listen to this.
I don't understand that.
Listen to this. If you've been hearing our program today, now, I've got two people there. You know, Jill, I tell everybody, is the wisest woman I've ever met. And Henry, the wisest man I've ever met. Now, just think.
And then Jill and I say to Steve, you need to get out more.
Yeah. But no. But I'm being serious here. But think of how many times when we've answered a question today, we've gone right back to what the Bible says. I'm the only one that's connected to the UN through the Lego movie. I think they blew it up. But really, if she would listen to this show, she would hear people talking about the Bible and how we try to bring life and practicality to the Bible. And, you know, we interviewed a lady who said, I realized my voice was too loud. And that when someone said, hey, you know, you need this and all, and she started analyzing, she actually was reflecting on herself and said, I need this. The lady you're talking to won't slow down long enough to reflect upon herself, her own needs, that maybe she could benefit from something like this.
Well,
yeah, and I agree. It sounded very fear-based to me.
That's what I was going to say. So many people are so afraid that somebody's going to come in and take control of their mind. You know, you can't do that without permission, and that isn't the job. Nobody wants to take control of someone else's mind and somehow change it. And to me, if you could be swayed that easily, where is your faith?
Yeah.
Where is your faith in God? We all should have discernment with all kinds of people. And go ahead, Henry.
And I would, you know, I think all of us would say this, that we are all dedicated to God and trying mm-hmm. to connect people with His ways.
Yeah.
And so if I ever say anything that somebody doesn't think is biblical, then I really want them to tell me.
That's right.
I'd want to know
absolutely.
And you
know what? That is a great way to answer somebody like this. Listen to them for 2 weeks, and you write down everything they say that goes against something in Scripture. Because let me tell you something. Our feedback loop is very short, and if we were to be doing that, we would have about 5,000 people on the phone to us saying, what are you talking about?
But the interesting thing about that, Steve, is that you will get feedback like that,
mm-hmm.
but it is usually we're saying something against a Christian belief
right.
that's not in the Bible.
Right.
You know, John and I wrote a book called 12 Christian Beliefs That Will Drive You Crazy. And they are beliefs that float around the church
yeah.
that are myths that are not in the Bible anymore.
Right.
In fact, the Bible teaches
true.
The opposite.
When Paul met a bunch of guys that thought they were really big shot religious guys, then he says, brood of vipers. Well, now, you know, he wasn't an elected believer of the day.
You mean John?
Yeah, John. Brood of vipers.
Yep.
And so sometimes we do say some things that hurts. But let me tell you something. We love you, we care about you, and we're trying to deliver the truth to you. We're going to do that April 4th in Indianapolis with Every Man's Battle. And I hope that if you've ever considered going to something, you'll do that. We need scholarships. Men want to go, but they don't have the money. And if you can send us, if you can help us, call us with a scholarship. But also, I can't stress enough these two interviews that I did with Sherry, where we talked about the traumatization of a woman through sexual addiction. And it's all on tv.newlife.com. And sign up. It's $9.95 a month. It supports the ministry while we get to go in depth on stuff. Look at how we just skipped over that. We couldn't go into the full thing, but we will on the channel talk to you about the foundation of Christian counseling, how it needs to be played out, and how it's done really poorly in a lot of places, and how it's done well. But we want to also give you that in-depth information and access to us where we can do some Skyping together. So I'm just asking you to look at tv.newlife.com. If you sign up, you get the first month free. It is life-changing. You'll be surprised at how different it is. And the people we're working with, fantastic. So do that. And if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Jill. God bless all of you. Thanks for supporting us. Scholarships. Oh, do we need to send some people to get transformed to new life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.